Hi there. Welcome back. It's lesson two. How do I unfuck myself? Well, this is really important. And I don't know that I don't think I've ever taught this before. I mean, I knew that I had manifested myself into being very sick. And I knew. I mean, there's this point when you're laying on the bed in the hospital getting back surgery and you're thinking, yeah, I sure do weigh 150 pounds and I am as broken as can be. And will I ever walk again? Will I lose control of my bowels? What does this look like for me now for the rest of my life? And so, how do you reverse your manifestation and change your karma? That's what this lesson is all about. Well, the first thing I can tell you is by not justifying. You see, a lot of people get stuck on justifying things. They're like, well, I didn't, and I didn't do this, and I didn't do that. And I want to read you something really quickly. Don't do what you know on a gut level to be the wrong thing to do. Don't stay when you know you should go, or go when you know you should stay. Don't fight when you should hold steady, or hold steady when you should fight. Don't focus on the short-term fun instead of the long-term fallout. It's hard to know what to do when you have a conflicting set of emotions and desires, but it's not as hard as we pretend it is. So saying it's hard is ultimately a justification to do whatever seems like the easiest thing to do. Have the affair, stay at the horrible job, end a friendship over a slight, keep tolerating someone who treats you terribly. There isn't a single dumbass thing that I have done in my adult life that I didn't know was a dumbass thing to do while I was doing it. Even when I justified it to myself, the truest part of me and the truest part of you knows when you are doing something wrong. So I believe that the person that wanted my horse, on the core of their being, they knew that that was wrong. Not to be happy for me, not to rejoice for me, not to celebrate in my success or in what I had. You have to right the wrong in the healthiest and the best way possible, and you need to 911 yourself into doing that. How do I right this wrong? How do I fix this? Okay, for me, manifesting myself into a health crisis, the first thing I did was throw away those jeans, get rid of whatever the visual was. The jeans were the visual. Buy jeans, I don't care. The next thing I had to do was to send love to my body, to every part of my body that I had hurt, my liver, my gallbladder that was no longer there, even though it was no longer there, my spleen, everything that had been damaged, everything that was hurting, everything that was crying out for me to give it health and wellness. I had to love every single part of my body. I had betrayed it. I had betrayed my body for something physical, and that was not okay. I also have to send love to the person that you hurt. You had to send love to the person that you hurt. You had to make very sure that you do not carry on as a victim yourself. You have to make very sure that you are in a place where you are going to allow yourself to see what you did wrong, to see how you hurt, to see who you hurt, and how can you make it right? What could have my friend done? Sent me an apology, said, you know what, I'm so sorry. You had to go through a lot. And I see now what you had to endure financially. Based off me manifesting this mare away from you and me putting her on my vision board was so wrong on every level, and I should never have done that. And I'll find a way to make it right. Would you like me to offer you the first foal that's for sale? Can I promise you that when she's for sale, I'll offer her back to you? What can I do? How can I fix this? Righting the wrong in the healthiest way possible and in the best way possible means that you immediately take accountability. I had to take accountability for my body. I had to take accountability not just for my body, that I had manifested me to look like this, but that because I was so sick, I failed in so many ways in my business. I stopped keeping as connected as I should, which allowed so many things to happen. So many clients had to go without reading, so many difficulties and struggles my family had to go through. It was a mess. And it was this pyramid that fell because I wanted to weigh 150 pounds. I've forgiven myself. I have forgiven others that hurt me in that process. I had to go through a whole self-evaluation. And that's a first step to unfucking yourself. Sending love to the person you hurt and including yourself, and then immediately smudging and cleansing and doing a release meditation. Now, that meditation doesn't have to be a guided meditation. It can just be you sitting in front of a candle and just seeing prayer and seeing health and seeing love and seeing all the wrongs be righted, smudging and cleansing your home, your property, the item that you may have manifested, your body, if it has to do with you personally. You want to see this love come over the situation and this healing transpire. You want to release the karma. You want to move through accountability and everything that needs to happen. And then as soon as that's done, you want to start a new manifestation. And what's the right, how should I have done this the right way? Which is exactly what I started to do. I am healthy. I am healed. I am healthy. I am healed. I am beautiful. I love my body. I am healthy. I am healed. I am beautiful. I love my body. Let me tell you, I was performing all kinds of healings on my body. I wanted to wake up and feel good again, feel good about who I was as a person, feel good about who I was in my body, feel good about everything. How did I handle the friend? Well, the first thing I knew was that this person wasn't really my friend. A friend doesn't want to take something from another friend. That's not what friends do. They don't look at you and think that should be mine and I'll do whatever I can to get it away from you so that I can have it. That's not friendship. And of course, there were some other things that transpired that just showed me that this person was not the person that was right to be in my life. But I didn't send them hate and I didn't share this with anyone else, and I'm still being anonymous about it as I share it with you. I send them love, and I hope that they have every single thing that they need and that they want. Now, at first I was like, I wonder if it's allowed for me to manifest the mare back. And then I decided, no, it's not allowed. It's not allowed because now she has that mare. And it would be like me trying to take someone from something else. And I do not want the karma that was ensued to come towards me. So instead, I send her love and luck, and I hope she has the most amazing foal next year with that mare. And I hope she goes on to continue to love her and her to be a heart horse like no one else can. I know that the universe will send me the same. And though there were some heart horses that had to be sold and some difficult decisions that had to be made, I trust and believe and know through my own prayer and manifestation that good things are coming, and I can see them. The tides are turning. Things have changed. We're moving into a new energy and shifting away from what no longer serves us. So start new, and you don't have to wait till the beginning of the year. You can start anytime. And manifestation, they're great on the new moon. You can do them on the full moon. You can do them anytime, as long as they come from a place of love and light, and you really, truly have thought it through. Do not sit there and say, I am a millionaire. What will that take? What does that look like? Who will it hurt? I am financially secure. I have millions of dollars that's come easily and lovingly to me through all kinds of hard work, dedication, and desires. My dreams are so wonderful. They help heal and give back to so many people in my community. That's a great manifestation. That's way better than I'm a millionaire. All right, let's talk next about the three powerful rules of manifesting. I think I've told you how to unfuck yourself, so let's keep moving forward.